Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. A Sacramento father and daughter have teamed up in a creative way that is bringing a lot of joy to other people. Boss Tootie is a 10-year-old hip-hop princess, as she likes to call herself. And after watching her father, Renzi, record songs, she decided to join in on the studio and use her own voice and her own message. The fourth grader has created singles and music videos to entertain and inspire a young audience. And like many artists, she pulls from her own life. Boss Tootie is African-American and Hmong. Her latest single embraces her Hmong roots, and last summer she performed at Juneteenth celebrations in Sacramento. I sat down with Boss Tootie and her father, Renzi, about how this all began. I just want to welcome you both to Insight. Thank you for making the time.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us here.
Well, Boss Tootie, you're the reason why we were talking today. I want to get to your name first. Where did Boss Tootie come from? It's such a cool name.
Thank you. So when I was a little kid, I was really into music by that time. So I wanted to start my own. And I made my own name from a nickname my dad called me. And since I thought I was a boss so much, I decided I named myself Boss Tootie. And since my dad calls me Toot, I get that from that.
Yeah, Ren, I hear you laughing along. That is pretty much how the story went. Is that accurate?
That's very accurate. Very accurate.
You know, so Boss Tootie, when it comes to your talents and being a musical artist, a hip-hop artist, when did that start? When did you start getting interested in this? You're 10 years old. You're in fourth grade right now.
I think I started about 7 years old. When I first started singing or rapping, it was about, like, it was not when I was professional yet. It was when I was rapping on my dad's friend's songs and his songs. And when I became 8, I started posting my own professional songs.
What do you enjoy most about it?
I like doing it for the fun, making people happy, or inspiring them to become like me.
Yeah, I can see you make a lot of people happy. I mean, even before we started this conversation, you were so complimentary of people around you, myself included. You like making people feel good.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I do.
Well, where do you think that comes from? I would imagine your dad and another family members or friends probably have a lot to do with that.
I mostly get it from my grandma and my dad.
I love it. You know, Ren, when you started, you know, really discovering that your daughter had a talent, when did you kind of like the light bulb go off where you're like, hey, let's actually put her in front of a microphone?
You know what? She made it easy for me. She came to me. I think it was one afternoon I was actually recording. I don't know if I was in a session personally or somebody was there, but she said, Dad, when am I going to get the opportunity to tell my story? And I was like, your story? And she's like, my story. So she said, yeah, she wanted to record. And then I think it was, I don't know, it was a weeks later or something like that. She came up with her own name. Like she explained, you know, her nickname has always been Tootie. So, but one day she just threw the boss in front of it. She came to me one morning and was like, Dad, I got a rap name. And I was like, really? What is it? And Boss Tootie was born.
Yeah, I would imagine it wasn't that much of a surprise for you, given you're a musical artist as well. And
right.
So she obviously had that foundation, you know, pretty much since birth.
Right.
If Boss Tootie, I mean, the fact that you're doing this with your dad, I love that. How is it working so closely with a parent?
I like working with my dad. I think we make a really good team. And I just love working with him because I love him so much.
All right. Well, we're going to get to listening to some of your music. I think your latest single is Say It in Hmong.
Yeah.
Where does this come from? What inspired it?
It came from my mom because she inspired me by making a song about my culture, one of my cultures. And she's Hmong, and I'm half Hmong, so I decided I wanted to make a song about being Hmong.
And you did, so let's take a listen to it.
I'm about to say it in Hmong.
Mad Activity Productions exclusive.
I'm about to say it in Hmong. Truthful, I'm only a kid with some
I not only love this song, I love the music video that goes with it. What do you like more? Do you like them both equally, creating a music video or also creating a rap?
Honestly, I prefer doing the music video. It's really fun. I like traveling. I like going around places and, you know, just doing my thing.
How was the process, you know, creating the song? It's a lot of work to create a rap.
Okay, so first things first, if y'all want to know, it does not take, like, one try to just do it. You have to do it over and over and over and over. You don't just do it one time and then done. You have to work, like, it might take a long time if it's, your first time, but when you do it more, then you do it more and more, you'll get better and better and better. So that's just a tip.
Yeah. And Ren, I also think, I mean, clearly, I think your daughter was exploding with talent ever since she was born and has a tremendous amount of confidence as well. But I also think this teaches like work ethic also by learning this, right?
It does. And that part I'm proud of because she's getting a cool grip on entrepreneurship as a young person and, you know, building her brand from the ground up. So, yeah. Definitely.
All right. So the next song we're going to listen to is Just Like Magic. Tell us about this song.
It's a song inspired by like anything and everything can be magical.
Yeah, I love that. All right. Let's take a listen.
Activity Productions exclusive.
Have like a dance to it too. I love the choreography. I wish people could actually see it. What goes into creating the rap, the lyrics? I mean, obviously you got to practice a lot to get in front of a mic and do it and also do it in a music video as well. But what talk to us about the beginning process, working with your dad to make this come to life.
Well, me and my dad both work on it together. We're like a little team who like a band to work together to, you know, create music into the life and to turn it into life. Work together, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I get it. You know, all of it is important work. You know, Ren, this obviously isn't your first kind of collaboration. You have been in hip hop and been a musical artist for well before, you know, Boss Tootie was around. Mm-hmm. But what is it like doing it with your daughter, doing it with your child?
You know what? It's actually refreshing because, like, as an artist personally, I did a lot of what we would call street rap. So it was like night and day. But it gave me the opportunity to explore another creative side. And she articulates well. So she's a writer as well. She reads very well, writes very well. So I jump in a lot with the structure of the song a lot. But she'll pin a lot of her material, the ad lib. She's very creative, so she did have like a natural knack for it. So.
Oh, I mean, that's clear. That is so clear. Our last song is Jump. So tell us about Jump.
A Jump is a song. The Jump song is inspired by, you know, like making kids want to get off their feet and start dancing. Like a hyped up song to make kids just want to like boogie.
Yeah, boogie down. All right, let's take a listen.
Hey, yo. Boss Tootie, you ready to do your duty?
CMG, you already know. If you stay ready, don't you step up and let the people know who you are?
Okay, bet.
Come on.
Boss Tootie.
Boss Tootie, how does it feel to watch other people enjoy your music, to get up and dance to your music?
Well, I feel pride in myself. Truly, truly shocked, actually. I really like it when people enjoy my music. I have that tingly, happy feeling in my heart or something. Something good.
And that is something so special to feel, you know, a connection with other people because of something that you created. It wouldn't have existed if you didn't create it. That must feel so special.
And if I did not create any of my songs, I wouldn't be Boss Tootie. I would have just been a normal kid.
And who needs normal, you know? Right. None of us. None of us need normal. Well, a big part of this, I mean, you are the one that is, in the very best way, like putting your daughter on the spotlight, you know, reaching out, making sure that people see, you know, everything that Boss Tootie is and can create and how happy you can make people. Mm-hmm. Where would you like to see this go?
You know, I would like this to create opportunities, like boundless opportunities for her. So whatever she wants to do in life. So if this opens the door for her, if she wants to act, if she wants to be a ghostwriter for a script on a movie, you know, I mean, whatever, you know, even if this opens the opportunity to a college professor saying, hey, I know who you are. Come on in. Or a doctorate program or whatever, you know, whatever it can turn into for her. This is what I want to create for her.
Finally, Bryn, given that you're a parent and, mm-hmm. you know, you really just created such a wonderful type of bond with your child by, you know, just really working together. What advice do you have for people who are parents or caretakers of children that, you know, really want to do this, maybe don't have the creative or musical background like yourself, but right. want to create that type of relationship and do something in tandem with their child?
You definitely have to be open to listening to your child. So that's the advice, because we were all children at one point, and you know, we wanted to be listened to as well. So, and not, I mean, and I had a fairly good childhood, but you know, I'm listening to my child and what she wants to do, and you know, and I kind of follow, you know, she kind of dictates what she really wants, and I kind of say, okay, let's see if we can make this happen. So it's me listening to her and creating opportunities.
And what advice do you have for kids like yourself? You know, if they're 10 years old, they want to do something like this, you know, but maybe they're a little scared or intimidated.
If you're scared to do this, just know some people will put you down, but more people will love you than the people who don't. Just know that. And another tip, don't expect the song to easily be made, okay? And the music videos.
That is a great way to end it. Well, Boss Tootie and Renzi, thank you so much.
Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Appreciate this opportunity.
Thank you for having me.
We loved having you.
Thank you.
And that is 10-year-old hip-hop princess Boss Tootie, along with her father, Renzi. We have a link to Boss Tootie's songs and her music videos on our Insight page. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. And if you want to talk with us, you can shoot us an email, insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producer Sarit Lashinsky and managing editor Aram Sarkissian. Our digital producer and audio engineer is Chris Feltz. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones, and our show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.